Power with True Knowledge and Serena Stone present the Tequila Drinker's Guide to Health and Wellness Radio Show with your host, medical Qigong author, practitioner, and educator, Serena Stone, featuring the director of the Universal Healing Tao Medical Qigong System, Master Montauk Chia. This is episode 32, Improving Spinal Health.
All right, so we are back. Master Chia is on tour somewhere out there. Hello, Master Chia. And we have one of his favorite medical Qigong instructors, the founder of White Tiger Qigong School, here with us, Tevye Fung. And our job for the next few months is to demystify ancient Chinese secrets about martial arts, about medical Qigong, that's energy work. All this stuff we see in the movies and hear about. We're here to talk about how those amazing stories actually came about. Most of it is based on reality. And now with Tevye's knowledge, we can liken some of these ancient Chinese secrets to actual Western medicine, and the things that we have discovered in the past 100 years. So hi, Tevye.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We are back. Yeah. And when Tevye and I were chatting about what we wanted this show to be about, I suggested something that A, he's expert in, and B, most people really need to pay attention to, especially as they age or if you have a desk job. And so today's show, we're going to talk a lot about your spine. We may throw some other bones in there. Apparently, they're all connected.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is really important, and Tevye and I were conversing about it. I've seen some interesting reports. He's seen some interesting things. Master Chia, by the way, says you are as young as your spine.
Yep.
So,
couldn't agree more.
Go ahead and sit. Why do you agree?
Well, I tell you, when I was 19 years old, I was in a brutal car accident in Manhattan. Stretch limo smashed my car like a pancake. And I went to the hospital. I came out of the car just limping and bleeding. My jeans were covered in blood. And I went to the hospital, got an MRI, and the doctor said to me, you're going to have surgery on your spine. And he said, there's no other way around it. And you're going to have surgery on your knee. So I was pretty discouraged. I was seeing a chiropractor. He was working on me. I was in a neck brace. I was pretty messed up.
It must have been painful.
It was. And it was quite worrisome, too. So,
Wait a minute. Were you... How much damage did they tell you had sustained?
Would you do... they told me that I had to have surgery on my lower back, on my lower vertebrae. And he said there was no other way around it.
Okay.
So,
So it was bad.
It was bad. So I went to my master, or the teacher I was studying with. We called him Shifu, which means master in Chinese. And he said, don't worry. I got a simple exercise for you. He said, I hurt my back too a long time ago. And he taught me this exercise called the wave. Some people call it dragon back. Some people call it the wave. It's like an undulation of the spine where you ripple your spine like a snake-like movement. And it's really flowing. And he said, just do this 5 to 10 minutes every day. And I did it. And I did this simple one that I teach everywhere. I teach all over the world. People love it. It's one of, and it's the foundation of a lot of our Qigong. This simple exercise, after 4 years, and a lot of people say, oh, well, 4 years is a long time. But no, 4 years later, I had no more pain in my spine. It was gone. And I never had surgery.
I was just going to say, did you get the surgery?
I never had surgery, and I have one of the most flexible and supple and strong spines of any person I know.
Yeah, I've seen you move. I'm not even going to argue that.
So the proof is in the pudding, and it's undeniable. And that's why I'm such a big believer and lover of that Qigong. And I've worked with so many people with scoliosis, with different back disorders, problems. And we've got such incredible healing results through simple Qigong exercises that most people don't even know about.
You know, this is kind of fascinating because, and you don't know this, this is going to be the first time you hear it, Tevye. When I do this, you know, I have the Chia Stone Tendon Release Protocol.
Right.
I've mentioned to you before. When we get to the part of our protocol where we're, this is a self-care thing, where we're now working on all the little tendons and ligaments that connect to the spine, the mantra, for lack of a better term, the thing we say to ourselves over and over again, my spine is a snake.
Yeah.
My spine is a snake. So if the ability to squeeze a tendon against bone, but each and every bone going up the whole back, and then of course arms and legs, and I mean the whole unit really, but just for spine health, my spine is a snake, my spine is a snake. And to get that peristaltic action, the ability to use, consciously use different muscles and squeeze and release all the way up the spine, the reason that I went to so much effort to create the protocol, and I teach it all over the world, as you teach all over the world, is because this is one of the most profound things I have ever seen. I've seen elderly people, I know you have too, seen elderly people who do this kind of spine work cry.
Yeah.
Because they've been in pain for, some of them, for decades. It's just what life is, right?
Yeah.
Pain.
Right.
And then after doing this, you know, a number of times, all of a sudden, poof.
Yeah.
It's just gone. Now, do you have a physiological explanation for...
Well, number one, so much nerves come from the spine. And we know, if any one of these listeners can go on Google right now and go to and check out Google Images and check out fascia, type in fascia along the spine. And
F-A-S-C-I-A.
Yep, fascia along the spine. And just check out how much these connective tissue lines that run down the spine, and how it goes into the entire body. It's connected to the entire body. And all the organs hang off the spine. All the major organs hang from the spine. So there's such direct connection to your spinal health, spinal fluidity, spinal rigidity, suppleness of the spine, that's directly related to organ health.
Now, when you say suppleness of the spine, you don't mean the bones. You actually mean the discs.
The discs.
The ability to move.
Well, we know that the fascia helps keep everything together, sort of like the glue. And we need that fascia to be malleable and supple. And that requires fluid dynamic movement. And that will keep the spine very alive and blood and chi flowing smoothly along the spine. And anyone can go now to Google Images and check out Google Nerves from the spine. You'll see it's like a tree with many, many branches.
I saw... I saw a report years ago that concluded that there are nerves to every major organ and gland connected somewhere on the spine. Now, they're also in the navel, and we could go on, but this report was just about the spine, and it showed that there's a nerve for the heart and nerve for the lungs and everything right there on the spine. And in the study, they had people had consented to an autopsy after death, and they all died of the same disease. So there were people who consented to the heart disease autopsy and the lung cancer autopsy, the diabetic autopsy, okay? And what they found was actually, and I'm not advocating this, but the lifestyle, like smoking, good food, stuff like that, was not the common denominator in death.
Right.
They had smokers dying of heart attacks. They had runners dying of heart attacks, okay? Runners are usually not smokers. It makes it very difficult for you guys out there. No. What did they all have in common was a spinal subluxation, meaning a vertebra out of place, in the same place. And what it would do is it would pinch a nerve. You have to have nerve connection, listeners, if you want your body to move. So spinal care isn't, from what we're hearing from Tevye and from some of these amazing reports out there, it's not just, gee, can I sit up straight? Or It's not just bone health. This is actually whole body health. And this, the fascia lines that you talk about, is that the microcosmic orbit, the back channel? Is that?
Well, I look at the microcosmic orbit from both a physical and a mental perspective. In order to really truly move energy through the microcosmic orbit, you need to have the fascia really open and supple.
Okay, so folks that you don't, most of you don't know this. There's a line of energy or a meridian that goes up the back called the governor channel, and then we connect it in Tao, Qigong, and actually just in traditional Chinese medicine in general, to a front channel we call the functional channel. Look it up. It's a whole thing. But getting energy up the back, we usually use some muscle, some breath, and our mind while we're training it. Eventually, we get it open and the energy just flows. But the back channel flows right up the spine. And I liked what you said about viewing this two ways.
Yeah.
Because Tevye has feelings about just sitting and meditating versus taking a little action.
Mm. Yeah, I think... dynamic movement, especially from a medical Qigong perspective, is crucial. And if you are a meditator and if you are doing sitting practices, if you're not doing dynamic practices, then your level that you'll be able to reach with your static practices will be only a surfacey level, a shallow level.
Oh, now, that was a very harsh statement. For those of us who know Tevye, he will say these things if he believes it. And honestly, guys, I don't know about the shallow thing. That's a little tough. But I will say this. I just don't get that we could live into our full potential without moving. Even Master Chia talks about people who do tofu tai chi, he calls it. Right,
like
just kind of going through the motions.
Tofu tai chi.
There's no yang squeezing, yin releasing. None of that dynamic movement that actually allows the squeezing and then the movement of chi. Everybody agrees, and I'm turning red in the face because I am not a big exerciser. Okay, but even I have been listening to Tevye now for weeks because we've been here in Dell Garden. People I know and respect are studying with Tevye, and it's true. So for those of you who are Master Chia's students, and I know there's a lot of you out there, this microcosmic orbit is going to be one of the first things that he teaches. And yeah, we are not saying anything he would not agree with. If you're having a hard time getting that energy up the back, it could be because physically you're stuck.
Yeah, and the spine needs twisting movements. It needs forward and back movements. It needs side bending movements. And then there's a whole other dimension, which I spoke about earlier, the wave and the dragon back. I teach that as the foundation in our Qigong system. And we have a whole entire sequence of Qigong, of eight Qigong movements called the eight trigram organ Qigong, which moves the spine in eight every possible direction it could move in. And it's a really,
so cool.
Really good Qigong.
So when we study things like this,
mm-hmm.
okay, we're clearly preventing illness,
mm-hmm.
disease.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say illness, I mean, we get so weak, our immune system isn't able to help us, so we get sick. But then there's, more permanent disease from our organs not functioning right. Everybody who has a regular job can identify with aches,
yeah.
pains, shoulders that rise up to meet the ears.
One of the Chinese medicine doctors I studied medical Qigong with, the very first one, he told me they believe that 80 to 90% of all disease emanates from the spine. And so it's crucial. And also, not to mention, blood flow to the brain has a significant impact. And we know that the brain is also encapsulated by visceral fascia. So it's encapsulated by a bag of fascia, and that is connected directly to the fascia in the spine. So when you actually move your spine in different directions, you actually pull on that fascia, which can then help compress and expand the fascia around the brain to help draw circulation to the brain.
And who doesn't want to think clearer?
Yeah.
Yeah, and make faster, more intelligent decisions.
And stave off Alzheimer's.
Really?
Yeah. Because what I have a belief, and maybe some people out there might think I'm wrong, but a lot of dementia and Alzheimer's can come on early from lack of circulation to the brain over many, many years. No, maybe I'm totally wrong, and that's okay if I'm wrong, but it's
totally based, makes sense. That's why I'm being silent, because it's, we hear about aluminum in our deodorant and causing that, and then not enough fat.
Yeah.
You know, that's a show in itself. I'll talk about it. You're not an expert, but I'm a female. I can talk kitchen. Not enough raw fats. We've all heard that one.
Well, medical qigong is being used and documented in China for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's disease, for dementia, for different, and for different psychosis as well.
Okay, so spinal health, guys and gals, can't say enough good things about it. Tevye, did you already state in this show?
Yeah, I have an online course called White Tiger Qigong, and I teach a whole about that dragon back, that simple, easy to learn, that anyone can do, movement that I healed my own spine with. Or you can come train with me. It's a little bit difficult to learn that from a book because you really need to see it visually, which is why I put it in my online course. Or find a White Tiger Qigong instructor. You can find me at whitetigerqigong.com. That's Qigong.com. And it's one that I couldn't recommend enough. It's a must exercise that everybody should do.
Yep. And you know, guys and gals out there, what we're learning today is that when we have good spinal health, our chances of having a good nerve connection to our internal organs and glands, which are pretty important for survival.
Yeah.
We're actually working on the whole body when we work on the spine. I know a lot of you guys want to get into this just because you have low back pain or neck aches or shoulder aches all the time. What a lovely thing that you can do, you know, one set of exercises and you think you're just working on the spine, and actually it affects us all over.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that everyone's sitting in more sedentary lifestyles, sitting in chairs, so their spine's compressed all day, we need it now more than ever.
Absolutely. Well, since Tevye and I have been sitting here for quite some time and compressing our spines, I think we're going to conclude the show and see you guys in a couple of weeks. And remember, you can get to Tevye at White Tiger Qigong School, start investigating some of this stuff. I think we'll just say thank you for listening and get up and get out of here.
Thank you. I'm going to go do my Qigong now.
Woohoo! Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on another Empowerment Through Knowledge adventure. Want to learn more? Find Master Chia at MontaukChia.com. That's MontaukChia.com. Find more medical Qigong lessons, books, and information about studying directly with Serena at serinastone.com, SarinaStone.com. Thanks for listening. If you like what you learned, subscribe today.